there's a rumor that Mitch McConnell's dying or dead.
I think he's dead. Someone, I thought I saw something posted that said Mitch McConnell's gone. Like one of those little shorts. Right. I didn't click it.
But yeah, but no one, I mean, it's not confirmed. They're afraid.
I'm not going to confirm anything, man. I hate this shit.
I know.
It's like, how the fuck do you run a government when, like, they just lie about everything?
I know. And someone said that they're not doing it because his successor is a Democrat or something. And that would give him the control.
What the fuck are you going to do for the rest of the time?
You know, like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so stupid. It's a fucking clown show, man.
It is a clown show.
God damn. This whole fucking government is a clown show. Well, he's not really dead. He's mostly dead.
Like freaking Mike Judge was a prophet.
Yeah. Anyway, so I want to talk about the Queensrÿche albums. So the Capitol Records came out, and I saw the thing on Shopify because I was like, I have a little thing that tracks packages and stuff. And it pops up. It shows two Queensrÿche albums for pre-order. One was The Warning in lime green. The other one was Rage for Order in red, or translucent red. So, of course, I'm like, oh, cool. I've been wanting to get these, and I wanted to wait for like some sort of like, you know, reissues. So I pre-ordered them both, got them. Fucking The Warning, at first it sounds okay, and then I started noticing surface noise on some of the songs more than others. And then it gets to Child of Fire, third song, second side, and it pops like three times in succession. And I was like, oh, fuck. So try to clean it. I did like a dry clean and a wet clean and another dry clean, and then nope, it's still there. So, and I shouldn't have done this, but I ordered another one thinking it was just an anomaly. I was like, what are the chances, right? Same pop. Same song, same spot. So then I wrote to them and I was like, hey, you know, there's an issue here. This is a quality control issue. They're super cool. It turns out Capitol Records rolls under UMG, which is United Music Group or something.
Right.
And that also controls Interscope, which I had a problem with the Remy Zero before, remember? And they sent me a replacement album with just send me a picture. And here's the thing. They're not looking for anything. You can just send them a picture of fucking like the vinyl with nothing on it that shows a scratch or anything. Because I even told them, I was like, hey, I don't know what you need this for because you can't see anything. But they just want proof that you have the album.
You have it.
Yeah, so that's why they sent me the Remy Zero. Same thing with this one. Hey, can you send us proof? So I did two, you know, different pictures of those both out. And they sent me two replacements. So I had four copies. The replacements come. Same goddamn issue. So all four. And I showed Tony and he heard it. I gave him one. I don't know what the fuck to do with all these albums. And I traded one into Second and Charles because I feel kind of guilty about selling it. But now I think I might sell at least one.
I would, man. It sounded fine to me. I mean, because...
Would you feel guilty about selling it on eBay without saying anything?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because I would feel guilty about that fucking Dinosaur Jr. one that I had.
Oh, that one was that bad?
That one was very, very obvious. This one was just real three quick little pops that you would think that is just normal surface noise pops or whatever.
Okay, if you're saying it's like you wouldn't feel bad about it, then I wouldn't. Don't do that.
Yeah.
What was that Dinosaur Jr.? How was that one that bad?
It just has the kind of the in the background. It would be like every other word.
So it's really just, fucking a lot of surface noise.
It's just back. It's a digital noise, I'd like to call it. So like, that's what it sounds like.
Like that Remy Zero that I showed you, right?
Yeah, that one's kind of noisy. I remember that one. So
I took one to trade into Second and Charles because I wasn't sure if I felt good about selling it. And this one is like Second and Charles gives you your money back if you don't like it. So I figure, you know, it's like 99% fine, 99.9% fine, really. And if they really like don't like those pops, then they can just return it, right? No big deal. So I have three left, right? Or I gave one to Tony, so I have two left. One of the things I asked him when I wrote the thing was like, do you know if there's like, you know, a black vinyl reissue coming out soon? And he's like, oh, as far as we know, we don't know that there's any black vinyl copy because it'll probably be better. This is what I found out when I did some research is like some of the colors that are day glow, like day glow orange, day glow lime green, whatever, those don't mix as well. And obviously splatter ones and shit like that, those aren't going to mix well either because the more complex the fucking scheme, the color scheme, it looks cool for a collector. But listening wise, you're kind of like just you know, taking a chance.
Rolling the dice.
Right. And if you're buying, like, say, Death, like that Death album I just played, sounded fine, right?
Yeah.
That was like a splatter or whatever, but it's also Death, and it's like not, doesn't have a whole lot of just like quiet noise, you know, or quiet sound or spots. So if you're just playing like death metal or something, then you're probably fine and it may not show up as much. But generally, red, clear, like a solid blue, white are fine. Anything else, you know, you're kind of like, you know, and if you did it in like dark green, that would have been okay too. But because it was like a day glow green, from what I understand, those colors are the least, you should throw caution, you know, or just have some, you know, just know what you're getting. So anyway, this past weekend I looked.
Vinyl is a freaking, like, a gamble these days.
But this past weekend, something pops up on my Shopify, or I saw it, and it's like, guess what they're coming out with July 31st? The black and vinyl copies of these two albums.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It releases July 31st, so if you want to get them on those copies, they're probably, I'm guessing they'll be fine. I can't guarantee it, because you can still get, like, because what, when I described it to Copilot, it was saying, yeah, it could be like a fill-in issue where, like, you know, it doesn't fill in all the way so that it pops over it. Or it could be a number of different things, you know. It's like a pressing issue, or like a stamping issue, you know. So that's probably what happened. So, like, that's the entire batch is fucked. And these companies aren't going to, like, it's all money related. They're not going to give a shit. They're like, oh, okay, well, here's another copy. It's like, they just tossed me two copies, man. So I had, like, four copies of the same goddamn album. They don't really give a shit about that. But changing the fucking, the main issue, which is the stamp that pressed it, that's a big deal. So I really hope they don't, so long story short, I was so annoyed by all that shit. I fucking, went on eBay and I found a sealed copy. It's not Italian. It's a European pressing, made for Italy. And it came with a magazine, but it's, the warning, right? And it's black vinyl and it's sealed. So I bought it. Sounds fucking perfect. It sounds so quiet and, like, awesome. And, you know, so yeah, just avoid all, like, the fancy schmancy reissues unless you just collect them for just the prettiness of them.
Which a lot of people do.
Yeah. And I'll keep one. I'll keep one and then I'll just sell the other one. At least I'll make most of my money back. But yeah, let's just start the show.
Okay, good.
All right, 5, 4, 3. A big truck that's like two decent sized porta potties that are cut nice and clean with sinks and everything that you could, like, drive around, park there, and, like, you go in the middle of the night and fucking go. And I would spend 20 something bucks or whatever the fuck, 30 bucks for that shit if really inconvenient, you know?
Maybe. Yeah, like I said, I was thinking of places to go.
But. And, like, my friend of mine, she had an ex that was, like, had IBS, and he was afraid to go anywhere because of that, you know, and it sucks. Like, people that have that shit, you know, I get it. What if you had, like, you could call it and go, and then you're good for the next few hours? You'd feel, like, so much relief, right? So
I'd just go out into their backyard, dig a hole. Excuse me. Go dig a hole, take a shit.
But anyway, seriously, that was my idea, besides your dumbass comment.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. It's our day after July 4th episode of the Lo-Fi Show, as we remember the trials and tribulations that this great nation has endured throughout its history. Just remember one sentiment that holds true today, more than ever, and that's this.
America sucks dicks.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. Happy belated 4th of July. Yeah.
I guess I'm the target audience of, like, the Republican hate or whatever. if you hate America so much, get out. You know, those kind of things.
Yeah, and watch them have a file on you.
Probably. It's not like
this guy's always fucking complaining about Trump.
It's almost 10 years now. Can you believe that shit? He's been fucking spewing his stupidity for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
But, God, fuck, I just can't wait.
Well, he's won, dude. He's fucking 80, and he's gotten away with everything, you know? And some people still adore his stupid ass, so he's already won. No matter how he comes out, he goes out from here, he's already won the fucking game of life.
Yeah. Yeah, man. What the fuck? If there really is a, deal with the devil type of thing, he'd be the perfect example of probably, yeah, I could see that, you know,
it's crazy how people just don't care about being manipulated. They just want this, like, little world of their own, you know, like it's like a little snow globe of fucking misinformation they want to just, like, sit in and just stew. And they don't care to look outside of it and go, well, maybe this is all bullshit. Nope. It's fucking manipulate me. Just tell me everything's going to be great and point at somebody else. That's that problem. That's, you know, if you get rid of these brown motherfuckers, that'll fix all your problems.
Man. And the billionaires and trillionaires have nothing to do with it.
Nope. Nope. Not at all. Anyway, let's move beyond politics. That was our 30-second rant of politics. We have a game. Is it too early to play a game? I guess it's never too early, right?
I don't know, man. Sure.
I can't believe we're already 14 minutes in.
Like, I can.
There's 2 minutes that we wasted from, like,
hello? What the fuck is going on?
Fucking Mixler, man. Just give me my minutes back, fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, that's fucking time is gold.
All right, so the other day when you're talking about, like, how you don't remember lyrics, I want to test your knowledge of lyrics. So get your thing out.
Are you going to do Kansas stuff?
Kansas stuff?
Yeah, Kansas. Carry on my wayward son.
That's not on here.
Okay.
But I'll play the first sound bite. Okay, so you have a total of 20 points that you can, you know, get max on this game. 2 points.
How many fucking songs? 10?
It's only 10, but okay. 2 points per question. If you get on the first clue, which is just the lyrics, then you get 2 points.
And
but
you're going to read them?
No, it's going to be read. But if I have to play you the second part, which is the actual song, I picked very easy songs because I kind of get it. Like if you don't have the music as a background, sometimes you won't know the lyric. So, but if I play you the song, you'll know it. So 98% you'll probably get them. So that's why I'm only giving you, you know, 1 point for if I have to play the song. But anyway, I'll play the song regardless anyway, just so you'll have, like, to know what it, you know, what it is in context. But this is number one.
The blackness of the night engulfs your flesh and bones, feeling as if no one cares. The fear runs down your spine.
Okay. And that's AI Tony reading it.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't remember that.
I don't need you anymore, dude. I have AI Tony. Oh,
please. Do it, dude. I promise.
Okay. Number two. Ready?
More a man, more stripes. You wear glory seeker trends. Bodies fill the fields. I see the slaughter never ends.
Okay. Number three.
Fight for what you believe to be right. Crushing with all your might, I laugh at their pitiful cries. They run from the fire in my eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
Number four.
Suddenly, ahead of me, across the mountainside, a gleaming alloy air car shoots towards me, two lanes wide.
Number five.
Thoughts of laughter filling the head of the master in charge, worlds of wonder. Is this a cure or a painless death? Okay.
Okay, number six.
Freeze without an answer, free from all the shame, then I'll hide, because I'll never, never sleep alone. All right.
Number seven.
But, oh, how I lived my life for you. Still you'd turn away. Now as I die for you, my flesh still crawls as I breathe your name.
Number eight.
Years spent in torment, buried in a nameless grave. Now he has risen. Miracles would have to save.
I like how you weird intonations, or AI you anyway. Number 9.
Do unto others as they've done to you, but what the hell is this world coming to? Blow the universe into nothingness. Nuclear warfare shall lay us to rest.
Okay, last one.
Serpent's bride, the end awaits. Human prey, no swords or armor. Shield you from your fate. Hey, you can't escape.
Okay. What do you have for number 1?
No clue.
Okay, this is it.
Is it Tormentor?
Yes.
Okay.
So you get 1 point. Okay. Number 2?
Nothing.
Okay, this is number 2.
Back to the front? No.
Come on, dude. You've heard this song a million times at least.
Back to the front. Back to the front.
I can't believe you're having a problem with this one.
I know, man. Me too.
Your brain is really starting to fucking get dry.
It is. Hold on. Soldier boy.
I'll play one more time.
Disposable Heroes.
Yes. Okay. Number 3.
It's Slayer.
No.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Okay, do it and play it. Exodus.
Yes.
Attack.
Nope.
Learn a lesson in violence.
Yes. Number 4, what do you have?
Clutch?
Nope.
Oh. Then I don't know. Red Barchetta?
Barchetta.
Rush.
Yes. Number 5, what do you have?
Nothing. Slayer.
Do you know that song? It's on Show No Mercy, obviously. You know what it is?
I don't remember.
Cryonics.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Number 6.
I don't have it.
Okay.
Oh. Mars Volta?
Yep. Widow.
Okay.
It's on your favorite album, Francis the Mute.
How's that my favorite album?
Your favorite Mars Volta album. That's what you told me, anyway.
Okay. Yeah, is it the one with the weird cover with the dude in the car, right?
Yeah,
that one. Okay.
You don't even know album, dude.
Shut up.
Number 7.
Megadeth.
Song?
In My Darkest Hour.
Yes. It's this one. Okay, number 8.
Nothing. No. Fucking Bark at the Moon.
Yes.
Ozzy. Yep.
Okay, number 9.
Metallica. Fight Fire with Fire.
Yes.
And...
What the fuck?
Huh.
You know what? I probably shortened it. And I forgot to clip that part. Anyway, number 10.
I don't know. Fuck. Hold on, don't get pissed.
Come on, man.
Anthrax.
Yes. There's like one of their premier songs that
Medusa.
I always... Yes. So yeah, lyrics make a big difference. I mean, like, music makes a big difference.
It does.
Because I thought you would have gotten at least like maybe half of those. But you.
I mean, if you put a melody to it, like if you like sang it, that'd probably be, instead of like no music, just sang it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess you really have to know lyrics to just know the words.
Exactly.
Because like Red Barchetta, you've probably heard like 1,000 times, a million times. But like just hearing like this.
Suddenly, ahead of me, across the mountainside, a gleaming alloy air car shoots towards me, 2 lanes wide.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Then you play this.
Yeah, if you put the AI Tony with like melody, okay, I would have gotten it. Or yeah, maybe my chances would have gotten higher.
Yeah. So I bought an old stereo because I told you this story, but like a long time ago, I had a bunch of stuff in my house that like it was just my room had most of the stuff that I guess, you know, the stuff like teenagers and shit would like with like game consoles and stereos. My mom bought my brother and I a stereo, but we kept it in my room because my brother's room was just kind of a mess, you know, and the dogs would probably chew on it. So we kept it in my room, and I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I'm pretty sure my brother's like, yeah, just keep it in your room, and then he would just come in and just play shit and whatever. But it was like one of those little JVC mini components, and it wasn't like a cheap one. It was actually a pretty nice one. I think she got it at Sam's Club or something, but, you know, it sounded really good, or from what I remember, right? So I was like thinking, like, did it sound that good, or am I just misremembering shit and whatever? But I was pretty certain that I have good, like, you know, audio whatever capacity to, like, you know, separate instruments and shit. So anyway, ever since, oh no, okay, so somebody robbed us and they took all my shit. It was like 90%, I think it was all my shit, really.
Yeah,
it was just the game systems and the fucking
computer
and the stereo. And the computer, you know, it's replaceable, not that huge. I was pissed about everything, but, you know, obviously, like, my stereo was just like, you know, something my mom gave us. It was like a nice little stereo that was small enough to just be sitting on your desk or whatever, or like sitting, not taking up too much space. And it didn't need like an entire fucking, you know, component stand or anything. And it sounded good, you know. And ever since then, I've been just kind of keeping my eye out to see if I could find it. I see a lot of things like it, even ones that had Hold 5, which is fine. You know, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind getting, but I was like, well, I kind of want the same exact thing. Just, I don't know, maybe it's just a way of like reclaiming the memory of just, you know, shit that is an annoyance. So I finally found it, and it was on eBay, and it was like one of the few ones that was complete. Like almost every single one had something wrong with it, missing the speakers, or it powers on, but the CD doesn't work, or it powers on, but the tapes don't work. This one was complete. The guy looked like he fixes things like these. Because I saw that he sold one prior, and it was the same thing, like complete with the speakers and everything. So I bought it, and I was nervous getting it. It's like something's gonna go wrong, something's gonna happen. But it was perfect, you know, and it sounds just as good as I remember, you know. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. And it has a phono in the back, which I didn't remember that it had before. But that's even better because now I have, like, you know, I bought a clear soul phonograph to replace my LP60, which is like the, you know, the budget Audio Technica, and it's okay. It's not bad. It has an automatic start and stop, but this one has built-in speakers, which is my thinking is like, sometimes I just want to throw on an old thrift store fucking record or something, whether it's like an old band or a jazz band or some classical music or just some random shit. I don't necessarily need to have like full speakers on, you know? And I don't, you know, it's just handy. But this one has, it's a Clearsoul 1S, and it has like an adjustable tone arm. So you can, like, you know, change the tracking force. If you upgrade the stylus, you can, you know, change it to less of a tracking force. And, what else does it have? It doesn't have auto stop and automatic. And I didn't see that, but it's not a big deal because the one outside doesn't have that either. So, what else? So the built-in speakers sound pretty good. You know, it sounds probably the best of all the ones that I've had anyway. And I'm making more of them now. It does have Bluetooth. But yeah, I hooked it up. And the cool thing about this one is that you don't have to choose between the internal speaker and the external speaker. So like I turn it on and it's on the internal speaker. And then if I turn on my JVC, like little stereo component system, it adds like two extra speakers and it just makes it sound richer and fuller. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with my setup in my bedroom now.
Good.
And yeah, it pissed me off, man. Queensryche, fucking like just completely fucked up like a landmark metal album.
Now, that's why I'm actually, I haven't bought any vinyl in a while. So yeah, probably because of that. Dude, they're not cheap anymore. It's like fucking $30 a pop every single time.
You'd be surprised. You can find
some good 20 deals. Bucks a pop. Still not cheap.
Yeah, compared I'm not saying but you can't go back to like fucking 30 years ago and expect the same price.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying for
a hobby, that's kind of an expensive hobby. Like just if I wanted to keep up like I used to, which I can't, you know, I can't justify spending $40 a month on a fucking CD or records. You know, that's a lot of money over a year. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. But that's what sucks, because...
But you don't have to spend one a month, because, like, sometimes you can go months without seeing something you really like.
I know. It's I mean, it's cool.
That Coroner album. Coroner, the new album, what's it called? Dissonance Theory? Still $18 on Amazon. And that's a hell of a deal, because it's a really good album. So I recommend anybody that...
Did you say hell of a deal?
Yeah. If you're, like... into like old Celtic Frost, whatever. They used to be Celtic Frost roadies, I believe. And so, yeah, they've been around for a while, but their new album is actually pretty solid and it sounds good, cheap. It's printed on like, or stamped on like a clear Coke bottle color. But yeah, I got that right around the same time I got that Queensryche. So it was like fucking night and day. Here, Queensryche is like distributed by Capitol Records, which is huge. And UMG, under UMG, which is huge. And this one is like, some random fucking name, and just, it was pressed perfect. It sounded great. But that's the problem. Just don't go for all the big fucking things, you know? Fucking.
And it's $12 shipping.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Shipping should be $5 on media.
I mean, that's why I buy Amazon. I know Amazon is like the devil, but they still ship for free. Speaking of, though, the new Death Angel was supposed to have been released on the 3rd, and they canceled my order, saying that they don't have stock. I'm just like, what the fuck? They'd cancel my order one day before.
Which, the remaster of what? Oh, the Ultraviolence.
The Ultraviolence, yeah. But I did see a comment left by somebody, and I hope this isn't true. I hope this is just his thing. But it says, there's noise, there's surface noise on the same spot on both sides. So I was like, ugh. But I'll see, you know, maybe it's not as bad as they thought.
And it was black and white pressing, right? Like a black and white, not splatter, but
No, it's like a kind of a rust-colored, like, you know, weird, you know, speckle.
Huh.
But, okay. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that's annoying because I'd have to get, like, the old copy. I don't even know if they had, like, a reissues of that in black or a regular black vinyl. Everything sucks, man. Everything just, like, we're just, like... Our quality is always going to be less because of greed. Everything is just focused on squeezing the living fuck out of every fucking penny, you know?
Well, dude, and that's the thing. Then they keep us coming back because it would be a good little consumer. Just consume, 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 because that's all we have going for us, because we can't afford anything else, you know?
That's why I left a comment on Discogs, and I said on the lime green fucking Queensryche, the warning, I was like, don't bother getting this. I had four of them, all different shipments, fucking all the same error at the same spot. So it's a stamp issue, and it's not worth getting. And I did see someone sell it right after it was released, like the day after it was released on eBay, and they didn't say anything about it. So but I was thinking, I bet you it's anything. It's got that fucking annoying pop. And if you're fine with it, that's fine. But it's more annoying than just like a little static pop. It's like pop, pop, pop. So,
I'm listening to it, so I'm not cranking it. It's kind of, I have all my music in the background. Like, I haven't been like really cranking music lately, which is good for me, right? But I'm just, it's kind of,
Yeah.
It's just there loud enough for me to hear it. So probably maybe that's why I didn't notice it when it, and then when I go, wait, let me listen to that. I didn't hear it. And then I turned it up a little bit and it just sounded like pops. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't annoying to me like the fucking one that I had.
Is that the worst one, the Dance Floor Jr.? Or is it Joe Satriani?
Joe Satriani was... No, that one was quick. That one's annoying. It's still there, but I have Joe Satriani, The Residents, Dinosaur Jr., and fucking... The worst one for me is the Alkaline Trio. I just can't listen to that, man. And that's so disappointing because that's probably my favorite album from them.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I complained. I even sent them a letter. You know, that's how... I mean, like, they're not going to give a shit. And I even said that in there. I was like, you know, it's not... This is not going to do anything. But this is what I just want you to know. Like, people want to relive, like, these landmark albums sometimes. And the way you're... You know, the disservice you're causing is going to be an issue, you know. And you vote with your fucking paycheck, right? Don't stop buying this shit if they keep churning out dog shit, you know. So, same thing with, like, you know, ESPN. Like, they fucking hold everybody hostage every fucking negotiation time, you know. Like, and when you bitch to, like, Dish or DirecTV or whatever you have, just know that it's ESPN probably 90% of the fucking time.
Yep. They're it is ESPN.
Greedy fucks that just, like, fuck over everybody, you know. Bitch to ESPN. It's like, stop fucking asking for so much money. But it's like, people choose these to not live without these things. And you can't even, like, go one season without, you know, if everybody just, like, boycotted ESPN for one season, they would lose so much fucking money. They would have to listen to people. It's like, look, just stop cranking up. Just stop maximizing your fucking dollars and just give us a good experience, you assholes.
Well, do you see that happening, though?
No. It's sports, dude. People can, like, you know, boycott a lot of shit, but, you know. Look at what happened with Jimmy Kimmel. People boycotted that to the point where they had to, like, respond and go, oh, hey, we'll put it back on. We were just fucking around, you know. So it's possible, but
can't go without my sports. I fucking die without my sports, man.
Because you're, like, probably, it's these dudes that are probably in some fucking... shitty marriage or just lifeless marriage, and they're just, the only thing they can do to fucking not slit their wrist is just watch their fucking dose of sports. The screaming kids and the fucking nagging wife, and it's like, oh fuck, I can't do without my ESPN.
But speaking of, did you see that Dish Network filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Yep, it finally happened. So anyway, protection. They're not going out of business yet. It's like the fucking, it's the death rattle.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of
everybody's
time.
Everybody's just on YouTube now, you know, everybody just needs the internet, really.
You need fucking 10 seconds max, and they don't make shit for 10 seconds on cable or satellite or whatever.
What do you mean?
Like, that's the attention span, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's why I won't join TikTok, because it's like, I don't want to do that shit. It's actually annoying to me. You know, I don't want to have to sit there and, like, have to flip through shit every 10 seconds, you know. I just, YouTube is already bad enough, so. But at least that way I can consume stuff and not be tied into so much shit. I don't really watch a whole lot of series. Actually, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't even finish series. I haven't finished Invincible. I haven't finished Pluribus. I haven't finished just a number of shit that you can name out. I was like, oh, yeah, I started watching that, but I just haven't finished it. And I need to. I want to. I'm just sitting down and fucking, you know, forcing myself to consume it.
I pretty much follow through. Like, I might as well. I mean, I've already invested that much time.
But that's, you guys have a routine, you know? You have a significant other that will sit down and watch shit with you.
No, I'm talking about, like, the shit that she doesn't watch with me.
Are you still...
Yeah, I watched The Boys all the way through. You haven't seen that all the way through yet, right?
No, I'm missing that. I haven't seen the last season.
Okay, so this was the last season. So, but it takes me a long time to finally finish it. But I finish it, you know, during lunchtime I'll watch an episode.
I haven't seen the last Stranger Things season either.
I haven't seen that. I started it, but I haven't. the last three episodes like are an hour long. I'm like, fuck, or even
honestly,
longer.
Honestly, if you ask me, like, I only really remember the first three seasons of Stranger Things, and the fourth season I kind of dipped in and out. And wasn't the fourth season the one with fucking Eddie?
Yeah, because I think this is the fifth.
If it wasn't for that part with the Metallica thing, I probably wouldn't have even like tuned into that, really. You know, I was just like, oh, cool, that's kind of interesting. But I was like, eh, you know, I'm kind of done with that series already.
Yeah, because it's kind of silly for them to like try to pretend that they're still kids when they're all fucking adults.
Yeah, it wasn't like as big of a discrepancy. It used to be a lot worse, you know. You'd have like 30-year-olds playing like high schoolers back in like the 80s and 90s and shit. It was pretty bad.
Well, I mean, they'll always hire the people that looked young, but then as they got older, you can tell. Yeah. But these people like hired kids, and they just took so long in between seasons that you're like, all right, man, this did not happen within like a couple years. Like they want you to believe.
Yeah. Well, like, it's just like how Lord of the Rings is smart to like do it like sequentially, you know, like what they did like 3 years in a row or something, right? Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
That's a huge fucking task, but you know, sometimes it's worth it for like just continuity. And Boyhood was kind of cool the way they did that. It was just filmed over like 10 years, which is crazy.
This is crazy.
All right, we can do a break song. Where's Dustin at?
Dude, he gave up.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
This is a band I discovered on Spotify. I think they're an Australian post-punk. They're called Station Model Violence with Leisure.
Station?
Model Violence. Back.
They sound like 80s.
Yeah, I think they sound like a combination between Joy Division, The Cure, and TSOL a little bit.
Yep.
But I like them. They sound pretty cool.
We didn't do any Days Of.
Okay, let me get my thing up. Oops. That was Lamprey music. I wonder if we have Lamprey news.
Today is the national day of whatever the fuck it is, because it's stupid and so are you. July 5th, 2026. It's National Bikini Day. Thank goodness for that. National Hawaii Day. I guess that's why those kind of go hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
National Workaholics Day. That would be me. National Graham Cracker. National Apple Turnover. Cool. And birthdays and events. I'm okay with the Bikini Day. Graham Cracker Day. I like Graham Crackers. They get a bad rap, I think, just because they're boring, you know. But if you dunk them in water, if you dunk them in milk, they taste pretty fucking good. And National Apple Turnover. I'm down with the apple turnovers. Out of all the turnovers, I like them the best. I like cherry, but I like apple. Apple's my go-to as far as fruit for, like, pies and shit.
Yeah. Is it apple?
Yeah, dude. Thanks for listening. Yes, apple, dude. Apple Turnover Day.
Oh, okay. Is that your favorite pie, though? Because a turnover is a different thing than a pie.
No, I mean, I'm talking about apples, like, as an ingredient, as the sweet mechanism.
Yeah.
As the... Yeah.
Yeah, apples are pretty... I think peaches are pretty good, too.
Peaches are good. They don't make too much shit with pears, for whatever reason, because pears is pretty sweet. You would think there'd be more pear desserts.
I think
maybe because it's too soft. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why they don't make pear desserts.
What about mango?
I love mango, man.
I know, but like they don't make mango desserts, really. Mangoes, I mean, they do, but they don't make like mango pies and shit.
Mango's a little bit harder to fucking... I think they'd be more expensive because they're just harder to like get all that meat from.
They probably don't cook well, I'm guessing.
Pear as an ingredient.
I like key lime pie.
I like key lime pie, too.
I like lemon meringue.
I didn't like key lime pie because, like, who eats fucking key, like, lime for a pie? And then I had it once. I'm like, oh, okay, that's not bad. Like, freaking lemon meringue.
Yeah.
My dad fucking loved the fuck out of that for whatever reason. And there was a restaurant in Houston every day. Every time we'd go after church, we'd go there to eat, and he'd get a fucking lemon meringue. And I've never seen lemon meringue anywhere, like, again, I don't think. Have you seen lemon meringue out in the wild?
I mean, I haven't been looking, though. But I'm sure, like House of Pies has it or something, or whatever place that sells just pies. Is House of Pies still exist?
That was a Houston thing.
Oh. Who sells pies here?
Good question. I don't know.
That one fucking...
Not Perkins,
That one late night one? That one with the fucking orange?
The Village Inn?
Village Inn, yeah.
Yeah, I think they started going out of business. Or not as many. Like, they closed a lot.
Let me go to trusty old Google Maps and see.
Because there was one really close to here, actually, like by you.
Yeah.
And I don't even think that's there anymore. Yeah, there used to be one across the street from my work.
Why isn't Google Maps? It's like a fucking map program. Did they make it hard for you to see where the fuck it's at? You know?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It gives me the directions, but like the physical fucking address. And it says, around the corner from King Supers. Where the fuck is the physical address? Why do people like have a problem with showing the physical goddamn address of shit?
Because they assume you're in your car? I don't know, dude.
It says it's only 8 minutes away.
Aurora, yeah.
No, sorry. 19 minutes away.
Yeah, I don't know where that is, though. Yeah. It's off of... Yeah, it is by your old... it is by that freaking, like, the God damn it. Remember that freaking Tasty Pot that we went to? It was, like, expensive-ass soup.
Yeah.
It's in that little shopping center. So it's not far away at all. I wonder what kind of pies. Now I'm all, like, on the pie.
Are you talking about, like, near Guitar Center?
No, man. Over there on Parker. Like, where we went to get that food, where it had the really expensive, like...
The hot pot?
Yeah, the hot pot place.
Yeah, I don't remember where that's at.
You know where that freaking McDonald's is over by that old 2nd and Charles, right? In that parking lot?
Yeah.
It's in there. It's in that parking lot, that big, long parking lot.
Oh, it's in there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just way further back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as you just... Keep driving.
Yeah, so that's just 2nd and Charles. There's only one 2nd and Charles near me.
Okay. Well,
that's not 19 minutes. That's got to be 6 minutes.
Much closer.
Like 8 minutes.
So, yeah, that was fucking compelling. I'm looking at their pies right now, and no lemon meringue. They have a whole key lime pie for $18. Okay, there's the lemon meringue. $18 as well.
All right, let's do...
Ooh, banana cream
pie. Oh, did you finish your National Days?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do Who's Shittier.
Yeah, that's some fucking good pie. Who's shittier? This band or that band?
Actually, since we have this up.
Lampreys, they fell everywhere. Lampreys, they fell everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, you know what happened in Alaska? Lampreys. They fell everywhere.
Hundreds gathered to celebrate one of Oregon's oldest, most fascinating creatures. More than 1,000 people gathered in Oregon City on Thursday to celebrate one of Oregon's oldest, strangest creatures, the Pacific lamprey. Best known for their round, razor-toothed mouths, lampreys are an ancient jawless fish that have been around for some 450 million years. Predating even the dinosaurs. Lamprey are an important first food for indigenous people of the lower Columbia River who have been eating them along with salmon for generations. Yakima Nation, one of several Pacific Northwest tribes that have traditionally harvested lamprey, held the 5th Willamette Falls Lamprey Celebration at Clackamas Park on Thursday. This event, which is an extension of the tribe's traditional seasonal lamprey feast, is open to the public. This year, organizers received 1,200 RSVPs, they said, making it the biggest crowd yet. Each year, it's been increasing. Michael David Bushman, public relations specialist for Yakima Fisheries, said, last year, the event brought together about 800 people, which was roughly twice the number from the year before. A community event like this not only spreads awareness of our traditions, but is bringing people together. They call this Lamprey Palooza.
Okay.
Or maybe Lamprey Palooza is something different.
Lamprey Palooza. I think you like lampreys. Oh. That looks metal almost.
It does.
Oh, that's the old Lollapalooza artist logo, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Oregon. Oregon's pretty weird, man. Oregon's like, well, at least Portland's weird, right? That's what Portlandia is about.
Yeah, Portland's kind of strange.
It is like Austin weird.
Like Austin weird. I wish they would put that fucking Austin Stories online. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
The guy with Howard, the dude that had the cape on.
Very vaguely remember it.
Yeah, it was funny.
Was it Austin's answer to the Young Ones or something?
Well, I don't know about... answer to it, but it's during when everything was all slacker-rific and everything was when Austin was cool, I guess, during like Dazed and Confused and all that shit.
Yeah. All right.
Who's shittier? This band or that band? Who's shittier? Who's shittier? This band or that band?
That band number one. This is Job Six Pack with Summer's Door.
Thank you. for sure. Imagine swimming through some valley's door. Imagine summer on...
Oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, not that bad.
I was trying to...
But it's kind of wimpy.
Yeah, it is a little bit just, you know, whiny. This is Out of Touch by Rickett. What do you think? Boyfriend girlfriend duo?
Yeah, probably. Someone's fucking somebody.
I try so hard to fit in, but I seriously don't understand what all these people keep talking about.
All right.
Yeah,
he's holding you back, girl. Just dump his ass and find another band.
Well, we don't know what she's playing.
She's got the like drumsticks in that one picture.
Oh, she. Oh, okay. Well then, yeah, dude. Sorry.
That's the only like semi fucking, you know, capable person in that band. This is French as Fuck by The Cools.
My little oven ready chickens.
It's already better than that last one.
Yeah, I mean...
The last one is still winning.
Last one,
I think that
by
one might,
far.
That second one might be the worst one today. If I can make a suggestion by The Behalf.
The Behalf. If I could make a suggestion, I'm contagious to how I feel. I'm gonna ask you a question, and your reaction's gonna give me fear. She listens to the waiting room again and again. Yeah, that guy's a dork, but he's not as bad as that last one. The two before this one. Yeah.
Okay. Last one is Liquefy by Big Evil Rat.
That's not how you spell Liquefy, is it?
No.
Okay.
But they're not, from yeah. Alberta, so maybe.
There you go.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
This one is still fucking dog shit.
They won.
I try so hard to fit in, but I seriously don't understand what all these people keep talking about.
He has a lisp too, doesn't he?
Well, it might be the distortion on his voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds like she's going to town in a completely different song. And this guy's just playing some like weird dog shit chords. Yeah, you're dog shit, dude.
Hey, man, he needs to... Yeah. he needs to get his art out.
Yeah, I guess. I guess they're better than like just, you know,
complaining.
Yeah.
Like us.
Rioting or doing other shit. Right. Having kids. what else do we have going on?
I saw freaking Supergirl.
Oh, wait. We saw... Hold on. Let's do this again.
Let's dazzle them with a movie review. Let's dazzle them with our movie review, guys. Dazzle, 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 dazzle.
All right. Let's talk about Mortal Kombat 2 first, just real quickly. We saw it last week, and it was better than the first one.
Better than the first one. It was closer to the video game, I thought.
Yeah, well, they got rid of... Well, dude, is that a spoiler? It's a spoiler, right?
This just our massive audience is all worried about that. Because
okay, if you don't want to hear the spoiler, go like click off at this, you know, like after three. One, two, three. Okay, they killed Cole from the last movie because he wasn't like a video game character and everybody hated him.
And I don't think they killed him as fast as I thought they were going to kill him, because from I read like comments, it's not a spoiler. I think it was kind of a known thing, but I saw things like, oh man, they killed him right away. But they really didn't, you know, he did kind of...
I think they probably felt bad for Louis Tan, who it wasn't his fault, you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people
liked him as a dude. He's a pretty good martial artist, right?
Yeah, I mean, but they said they might bring him back as somebody else, you know, but not like Cole's character, just like, you know, mask him as, you know, another character that maybe doesn't have his face fully shown or something. But yeah, I mean, if they do that, that's fine. But yeah, number two didn't have that character, and it moved more fluidly. There's like, I think the humor was a little bit better. I'm glad they made Cage like a washed up actor, because I'm just like, fucking love Carl Urban, but he's a little bit too old to be looking like Johnny Cage, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Or is that what the Johnny Cage character is supposed to be?
I mean, considering that this was supposed to be done in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
When did the first Mortal Kombat? It came out like late 90s or early 90s. I don't even fucking remember. But
probably like 96 or something.
Yeah, probably 90s.
Or 95.
Yeah, 96, 95. Mid-90s. Anyway, so maybe he is supposed to be old, you know? And he was supposed to be like an 80s freaking actor on the comic or in the video game, so...
The kills are even more brutal in this one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Totally, man.
Especially the last one. The last one is fucking badass. The characters were better. The writing was a little bit tighter. Everybody started talking about Liu Kang, the actor. I saw just like blips of this article, but apparently he got into an accident where he had to have his jaw reconstructed or something. But some people were saying that he did that on like besides the accident, he didn't need it, but he wanted to like make him have a more of a jawline, which is weird. He just looks like, you know, some like steely jaw dude, and he looked fine. I mean, he just looked normal before. I mean, he was like a model before, so like, as I saw some girl commenting, "That's not the Liu Kang I was simping for." It's like, okay, well, whatever.
I don't remember until you brought it up and did an AB picture.
Yeah,
I would have not even.
But did you even recognize him? Because I thought that when I saw the new picture of Liu Kang, I'm just like, is that a different actor? And then I had to look it up. I was like, oh, okay, that's what happened.
Yeah.
His facial structure changed.
The only Liu Kang I know is the dude from the first, 1995. that actor, Robin whatever.
Yeah, what was he in? He was in like something ninjas, right? Three ninjas or something?
Freaking Beverly Hills Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja, yeah.
Yeah. He got robbed, I think, as an action star, because I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's just Hollywood for you. I saw Supergirl. And I wanted to see it on the big screen before it left, because apparently it's quote unquote flopped according to all the Snyderverse people. And I saw it and it was okay. It wasn't bad. It was definitely not worth the hate that Millie Alcock is getting. It's just all these like fucking assholes that just like hate for no hate.
It's the height of the political bullshit. You know what I mean?
Still, man.
It's because just, she's queer, you know, and it sucks.
I mean, she's not ugly by any means, but she's not like fucking your typical like blonde girl that everybody.
They want fucking like
they want their Sydney Barbie.
Sweeney. They want their Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah,
which who she looks. I'm sorry, but and I'm not fucking want to talk. I'm just saying, like, for the amount of like, you know, whatever admiration she gets, she's just normal. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's just because she's got, like, big boobs and, you know, she works out. And
who wants to have a big boob supergirl?
Yeah.
You know, my only complaint was that she was too small. She's like a little kid, man. She is a small girl.
Yeah.
The story wasn't all that. The villain wasn't, like, as menacing as it should have been, but...
How many Supergirls were there? There was just Helen Slater?
Helen Slater and then all the TV shows.
Okay.
So there's been a lot, you know, and all the Snyder kids are all having all their say about it. It should have been this girl. Like,
I mean,
like, watch a fucking movie for the story?
But does it matter what they say? Because they're not going to be satisfied with anything, right? They don't like anything that's not Snyder.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it really truly is.
I don't know if you heard, but, like, what movie recently?
Lobo was in it. I don't know if you've ever followed a Lobo stories. I remember Lobo got really big, and I think it was towards the end of high school for me. I just remember, or maybe even college, but I just remember there was a period of time where I saw Lobo everywhere, and I just never got into it because I don't know why, but apparently he's popular as fuck, and according to everybody else, that Jason Momoa was built for Lobo. I mean, it's just basically Jason.
Well, he wanted to escape that Aquaman bullshit with what's her face. Like, I heard that fucking dickhead Musk was forcing the executives to put her in there because, like, you know, of course he got some booty from her. So he's like Mr. Simp Boy with billions of dollars. So he forced people to keep her in there, even though they probably would have gotten rid of her. Because they don't give a shit. They don't have any fucking loyalty to her, you know? As much as, like, oh, that petition, that was, like, 7+ million, like, trying to get her off that show, that movie. And they removed every fucking piece of, you know, merchandising or you know, promotion that she was on. And they made it, like, a buddy fucking thing instead of, like, it was supposed to be Mera and fucking Aquaman. But, yeah, that was...
Okay.
He needed to go get away from that. But, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it was overall, I'd give it a 6.5, 7 maybe.
Yeah.
Zara liked it. She said she didn't fall asleep. So she just went with me because it was a cheap Tuesday night. You know, it's like Tuesday night's cheap movie night or whatever. So we watched that, and we saw in a smaller theater, and there's maybe 6 or 7 people in there all together.
Yeah.
And it just kind of sucks. It's like, man, are you guys just going to fuck over fucking James Gunn just because you think his Superman is childish or whatever? Whatever.
I do think, I think enough people like it because it still got like an 80-something% overall for most people. And most people that are like not Snyder people, I don't even like consider Snyder people like real people. You know, they're like Trumpers, just like, oh, just shut up with your noise. I do think James Gunn could have waited one more movie before introducing Supergirl. He could have made Superman, have her make another cameo, and then bring out Supergirl. He just went straight to Supergirl.
Well,
you know,
he's going straight for it. He's going for it because everybody knows the Justice League and all that. And they're too. I think superhero movie fatigue is real, dude.
They may make it up in streaming too, because like just people don't want to get out to the movies and pay like fucking $50 a goddamn ticket anymore. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. Like, fuck this. And this is how stupid fans are. You know, talking about like I'm a fan of certain things, but I don't follow anybody religiously. I'm not super loyal to anybody. If it's shit, it's shit. I'll just call it out, right? So this is I saw this. Someone was talking about this, but the Breaking Bad episode Ozymandias was the only TV series episode that had like a perfect 10.0 fucking score, right?
I don't know which one that was.
Yeah, I'm just telling you the you know.
Okay, whatever. Okay. All right.
So this new series that came out, that the spinoff of Game of Thrones, Knight of whatever, Kingdom, whatever. I haven't seen it. I heard of it. And it's supposed to be really good. And it had a 10. But the people from Breaking Bad, the Breaking Bad fans, couldn't deal with it. So they fucking like started review bombing it. So it like went down. Because only they could have the perfect 10 fucking episode. Well, then the Game of Thrones fans went to their thing, and the episode that had the perfect 10 that probably would have stayed there, they got review bombed, and then they fell. So that's how stupid fans are, man. Just like if they had just left it alone, it would have been fine, and it may have just gotten to like 9.8 or 9.9 on its own. But because they fucking, oh, they called themselves out too. They didn't just like review bomb it and say it was bad. That's a stupid thing. They left their comments like, this is for Breaking Bad. So those dumb fucks got their perfect score taken out. And I like Breaking Bad, but fans are just stupid, man. Fan stands for fanatics. And you just invest your goddamn time into something else, you know, just like it and move on. Fuck. Stupid asses.
Yeah.
Well, all of you.
Well, that's why I don't really go. I don't read reviews anymore. I used to read reviews when I was younger. I used to fucking, like, who's the dude, the two thumbs up guy, the Siskel and Ebert.
I used to watch that religiously.
Yeah, I used to watch that shit on, you know, like on Sundays or Saturdays or whatever.
They're both dead now, right?
Yeah. And that shit was a good, that's how you got your freaking movies, you know, like when they reviewed the movies.
Yeah. All right, let's do, what's that fucking thing we're playing? Factor Crap, real quick, and then we're done.
I wonder how much Siskel and Ebert died with. Like, how did they, like, I don't know. I always wondered how much a fucking critic gets, you know?
Who do you think was the top? Who do you think was the bottom?
Siskel was the top. It's official.
Are you saying that because he's a skinny one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the other dude could probably overpower him, so maybe...
I don't think he was a power top.
No. They were more into romance, I think. The question number one, it's official. Men's farts smell worse than those tooted by women. Let's go eat some penis. It's official. Men's farts smell worse than women's. I say fact. I mean, I don't know how they...
Well, I don't know.
It's crap. I already looked.
Okay.
In studies conducted by an eminent flatulence researcher, Michael Levitt, women's farts have a noticeably worse odor compared to men's farts.
I knew it. I was going to change my mind. Because have you ever, like, been in a women's bathroom that, like, hasn't been cleaned well? It smells a lot worse.
Well, they got other smells going on. That
I know. We know, dude.
So... question number two.
That's what I was intimating without saying it.
This question was about farts, not the other smells.
I know, but if it comes out of their same like area, you know, it could just emanate from that general.
I guess it mixes.
Yeah,
it's like a mix of maybe it does. It's a fart and a queef, and those things, for queef. Contrary to popular belief,
a quart.
Former President Bill Clinton did not become a vegetarian. Hey, man, you guys know what cum really means? What?
I don't know.
Oh. Contrary to popular belief, former President Bill Clinton did not become a vegetarian.
I say fact, too. He's a little bit of a chunky monkey. I don't think he could be a vegetarian. Well, he's skinny now.
It's fact.
Okay.
In 2010, Bill Clinton became vegan. Oh. What?
It's fact he did become vegan, right?
This one says vegetarian. It says the question was, former President Clinton did not become vegetarian.
Oh, I don't think it matters. I think you still, you know, probably cut down a lot of protein and, like, you lose weight. But he was pretty fat. Not fat, but you're trying to fat shame him.
I guess that was only question two. Shit. Question number three. Shortly after teddy bears became popular in France during the early 1900s, the government banned them, fearing the teddy bear fad would cause little girls to reject traditional human-like dolls. My cum smells good. Oh, yeah, cum. Cum basically stands for Canada, United States, and Mexico. Those are the top players.
From top to bottom.
They're the top, teams in the World Cup.
Oh, I was just thinking like the location geographically, C, U, and M.
Oh, well, Yeah, I guess Canada, United States, and Mexico. Come. Yeah. There you go.
But if you want to use the S and it's cousin.
What?
No, it's cuss. No.
Oh.
No, it's cousin.
Okay, no more talking. Shortly after teddy bears became popular in France during the 1900s, the early 1900s, that is, the government banned them, fearing the teddy bear fad would cause little girls to reject traditional human-like dolls.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that sounds pretty government always trying to fuck with your toys. I say fact. It is crap.
Damn it.
Some Americans feared that little girls would reject traditional dolls in favor of teddy bears. Still, they were never really banned, or they were never banned in any country.
There's footage of this fucking guy getting in his car, and there's a fucking bear in there. It was in Steamboat Springs.
Oh, yeah.
You saw
that? Yeah,
No, you talk about the lady that, like, this is some dude that just walked out for, like, you know, opened up the fucking side door, and he's, like, freaked out, and then he's trying to, like, coax the bear. He's just, bear's just chilling in the fucking car, sitting there, like, bears are so fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
I think they just get bored, honestly.
I want to pet one.
Yeah.
Question number 4. I don't remember who that is. I guess it doesn't really matter.
I think it's Emma's.
Emma, your question sucks more dick than everybody else's. Emma just dropped off the face of the earth too. Yep. Just like everybody. A pigeon was detained by police officers in India for 8 months, accused of being a Chinese spy. I'm going to play some piano. It is time to fucking let go of everything you know. And move on.
What the fuck?
Wow. That was terrible. That was like not even remotely musical. A pigeon was detained by police officers in India for 8 months, accused of being a Chinese spy.
That's so dumb, it's got to be fact.
They're Indian, dude.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. Just, I was seeing if you were going to say something.
No. You're trying to kick me in some racial trap.
Caught in a trap. Here we go. It is fact. Oh, I didn't say, but I was thinking fact. Because they are Indian. There was no spy in the sky, but a racing pigeon from Taiwan. After 8 months, doctors released the falsely accused avian into the wild.
Okay. Annalise's.
Annalise, here's your question. It's question number 4 or 5. Four or five. Apple is an international conglomerate with many varied interests, one of which is the manufacture of machine guns. Hi, my name's Ravioli. You want to eat me? Ravioli is a good name for a freaking dog.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And you just call him Ravi for short. What's his full name? Ravioli?
Yeah. Yeah. Ravi.
Or you can name him Ravi and then his middle name is Ali, but O-L-L-I and Ravioli.
Ravioli.
Yeah.
So that when I take him to the vet, Ravi. Ravioli. Okay. Apple is an international conglomerate with many varied interests, one of which is the manufacture of machine guns. I say fact.
I say fact.
I mean, come on. It's Apple. It's crap. Damn. Oh. Not Apple, but Samsung manufactures a machine gun system in the South for the South Korean military that allows it to automatically track, identify, and engage enemies. In a galaxy not too far away. Interesting. I told you that dream I had, right? Oh my God, you're so fucking gay. It's just like, it's amazing.
Tell me about your dream.
While we were just speaking of like military, I had a dream that I was staring out an apartment window similar to your window out here in the where you have the, your little deck, not your deck, your balcony.
Oh, is this about the fucking prawn shrimp thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was in the, but like where you're looking out, you don't see anything. In my dream, it was the mountains. Like it was just the huge Rocky Mountains in the distance. And above it was this huge shrimp looking like alien type worm thing.
But it was huge.
But it was gigantic and you could see it from like way over here and it was just so huge and you could already see panic, people just like freaking out and running and where they're running to, but everything was cool as fuck inside the apartment. Like, eh, we just sat there and watched it. You know, it's not like we could do anything. We can't, it's not like we can run away. And then all these fucking like bomber jets start flying through, like I guess it was through Centennial or Colorado Springs or whatever, and just all these freaking like jets were going over there, and then a nuke dropped. And but it wasn't obviously your normal nuke because we lived. We watched it. We watched this freaking like, you know, and that fucking dream like haunted me for a couple days, man. And I just thought of that freaking machine gun right now from Samsung where they're like locks in and load or like.
Did you wake up in a cold sweat?
No, but I woke up like just kind of like not panicked, but like, what the fuck was that? You know?
Yeah.
I rarely have any dreams like that. It's just like, I have weird dreams, but this one was kind of like concerning.
Maybe it's a prophecy, dude. Dude, because you remember those, you saw those aliens that landed in Las Vegas, right? It was, they showed footage of the fucking green ball of light that was from a cop camera.
Yeah.
A cop fucking vest cam or whatever they call it. Is it, what was it called? Their chest cam.
Body cam.
Body cam, yeah, their body cam footage. It was like in multiple places, multiple fucking Ring doorbell things had it. And then this fucking family who didn't look like they were trying to get attention or anything. They're just like, dude, we're fucking scared as shit. And there's like this giant 8-foot tall thing walking behind our fucking machinery over there. And they called the cops and the cops showed them like, oh, look at, like, this is from our body cam. And they were freaked out.
Yeah. You know, man, who knows, with all these freaking, like, they say most empires fall after 250 years. So
I think, if these aliens are anything what they're kind of hinting they might be like, they could probably wipe us out pretty fucking easy.
Yeah.
We're so stupid and so unorganized.
What would you do? Like, would you like try to fight it or are you just like, all right, I'm
what's
just
going to point.
Yeah. That's probably what I would do.
I'd be like trying to sweet talk. Like, hey man, just take me with you, man. This place sucks.
Hey, these people suck. Let me come. I'll be your fucking, I'll be your turncoat.
I will be your father figure. Is that what you're going to sing?
No. Oh. I was going to say, I'll be your turncoat.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't really give him anything because I have no power. Anyway.
You could suck their dick or something, maybe.
Well, I guess. I mean, but I don't know if I'd, would you suck an alien dick?
I mean, if it's going to save my life.
All right, man. So what if that was your sole purpose then? From that point on, you're like, oh, shit, you're a pretty good dick sucker, and that's your job from here on out.
Yeah, maybe I would just...
See?
I'll try other things first. I was like, well, maybe I'll give him a hand job first, and then if he's satisfied with that, then I don't have to reveal that I can suck dick.
You'll have to reveal it?
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Ravioli. You want to eat me?
I talk like that and confuse him.
Yeah. That'll win him over. My name is Ravioli. Fucking A.
That's it. We're done.
Thank the freaking Lord. It's 2000. We're already halfway over with the year, man. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're halfway over 2026. The movie I'm going to go see this year or this month is Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to see that in the theater?
Sure. Might as well. I'll splurge on that. Okay. Outro band. Have you heard of Mars Red Sky?
No.
Okay. They're pretty good. They've been around for a while, I think. This is an old song. I just happened like to be scrolling across shit and happened on this song, and it sounds pretty cool.
Mars what?
Red Sky.
Okay.
It's very sludgy, slow, and kind of cool. So here you go.